A crackdown in Pakistan leads to clashes in the streets. Police are attempting to quash protests today after President General Pervez Musharraf declared a state of emergency and suspended his country's constitution.
Since Musharraf declared martial law Saturday, more than 1,500 Pakistanis have been arrested. Independent-minded judges have been ousted, and authorities have been granted sweeping powers to crush dissent.
Musharraf's move came ahead of an expected Supreme Court ruling that could have nullified his recent re-election. He contends the courts get in the way of his attempts to combat terrorism. His opponents say he is a dictator and he's making a power grab.
Now, Musharraf's status as both president and head of the military has been a source of criticism from inside and outside Pakistan. He pledged in September to give up the military post, but has not yet done so.
And Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice spoke about this even today from the West Bank. She encouraged Musharraf to follow through on that pledge and said, quote, "We believe that the best path for Pakistan is to quickly return to a constitutional path and then to hold elections."
The United States has given Pakistan about $11 billion in aid since it became an ally and fighting terrorism in 2001. Rice said the U.S. might review that aid package, although she also indicated a cut was unlikely.
That is the BPP big story this morning. Let's jump over to Rachel Martin, who's got the rest of the news.